Good morning to you. And in studio, in the Stress List this morning, Brian Fratsky, Fratsky Commercial. How are you, sir?
Good. Happy New Year. A little chilly out there. A lot of chilly.
Well, you know, it's January, right?
I know.
It's what we expect. So what's happening?
Well, we last spoke in October 7th, to be exact, so about 3 months ago. I love the four I's, so let's just talk about infrastructure. I know it's probably old news to some of the listeners, but Measure 118, which wanted to put an increase on gross sales of businesses, it failed. And, you know, we're a pro-business, pro-growth brokerage. Our motto is supporting business growth in Central Oregon. 2.308 million voters in Oregon voted the last general election. 79% voted against it, and that's about 1.8 million people. Mm-hmm. If you assume that all the Republicans didn't vote for it, that's only 645,000 voters. So a whole bunch of other parties voted against it. It's just really nice that everybody read the measure. They're like, hey, we understand we need taxation, but that was the wrong bill. So as far as infrastructure, I like that the voters are paying attention.
All right. What about secondly?
Well, I kind of look back, okay, what can I give the listeners that would be of value? So at our brokerage and many other commercial brokerages that I've talked to, we spend an inordinate amount of time educating people that have relocated to Central Oregon on how the commercial zoning works. You can't just put, believe it or not, an auto repair business into an industrial building in Bend. You can't do it. It's a permitted use, but you got to look at the vehicular trips, the water usage. You've got to look at it from a fire standpoint. I had a client from San Diego that said, I want to open a design firm. And I said, well, the building you want to open it in, it's not permitted. It's not zoned. It's not parked. And she said, yeah, but we don't need parking. And I said, okay, but you still need a fire suppression system. So we're spending a lot of time letting the people know, hey, I know that building looks, dare should I say, cute to you, but I can't put your restaurant in it. So it takes a lot of time.
Interesting. So much going on. All right. What about inventory?
Okay. So you know how I break it down. Industrial sales. So we saw 5 industrial buildings that sold in the past quarter in Bend. 4 of them weren't even on the market. Of those 4, all of the tenants bought the building from the landlord, private, confidentially, never hit the market. The one building that was on the market, and I know the broker that listed it, they sold it to an investor. So one building in all of Bend in the last 12 weeks was on the open market and sold.
Wow.
In Prineville, we've got a 48,000-foot facility that went into escrow last Friday. It's been on the market for 21 months. And, yep, you guessed it. Who's trying to buy it? An owner-user. So that owner-user. And again, we've talked about this before. Brian, why is the demand from owner-users? Well, it's because it takes 3 years to go in, buy dirt, pull a permit, hire a firm, build a building, and get it finalized. And people are like, 3 years? Yeah, I can't wait that long. So we're still seeing the demand. As of this morning at 6:30, I did a search. There's one industrial building on the market for sale in Bend. It went on the market on Friday. I happen to know there were 3 tours of this building over the weekend, and people were like, oh, you commercial guys don't work on the weekend. Yeah, right. And it's already got an offer at full price on it.
Wow.
Yep. It's a vacant industrial building, and I'm assuming it's coming in from an owner user. I'll let you know. So again, that demand. Now let's talk about industrial leasing. So mm-hmm. I've placed a strong watch on industrial leasing, both when we spoke in July of last year and October. Okay. As October 7th, when we last met, there was 190,000 feet of industrial buildings move-in ready, meaning they're there, they exist, they have a door, they have electricity. I can lease them and move in. 190,000 feet. And I had announced in October that we had absorbed 127,000 feet between July and October. Okay. Remember the 190,000 feet that was vacant in October? Today, there's 270,000 feet vacant. So that's 79,000 feet of negative absorption, meaning we're all working hard to lease buildings, but yet more space became vacant than was occupied. And the 4 biggest vacancies are a tenant of ours, Zamp Tech, was in 16,900 feet. They moved out on December 31st. The building that was occupied by Generac in District 2, it's a 10,853-foot building. It's on the market. Ben Bulletin sold, and so they have almost a 7,000-foot suite that they're trying to sublease. And then we also had an electric supply company. So just those four buildings, that's 41,000 of the 79,000 feet.
Are these businesses downsizing or just new location?
The electric firm, I know for a fact they relocated to a bigger space in Redmond, so that's a positive. And I don't know if the acquiree of the Ben Bulletin just didn't need the 6,700 feet. We know that they also have their office space on the market for lease in the old mill. So, but honestly, Frank, I don't know. We do see in a lot of cases, subleases isn't always bad. It isn't, oh, the guy went out of business or the gal didn't make it. Sometimes they need more space and they just can't wait to move. So,
okay.
Here's interesting, with all this data I'm blasting at the listeners, there's only 8 suites in Bend between 1,500 and 2,500 feet for lease industrial. Those suites are the most in demand because they're small spaces. So if you and I had a startup company, or maybe we didn't know our growth path, we might say, well, Frank, I think we need 5,000 feet, but well, let's start off with 1,800. Let's not get over our skis. And only 8? I mean, I remember there was 40, 50, 60 of those on the market.
Wow.
Redmond, we're seeing actually positive absorption in Redmond. So again, back in October, 118,000 feet for lease. As of today, 102,000 feet. So 16,000 feet of positive absorption. Always lots and lots of demand for industrial in Redmond. Again, the most in-demand space for industrial that our firm sees, 1,200 to 1,500 to 2,500 to 3,000 feet.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. We're talking to Brian Fratsky, Fratsky Commercial. Let's talk industrial land.
Yeah, so the listeners that have been listening to me for years, no, there's no dirt. There's no dirt in Bend. There's not one piece of industrial zone dirt listed for sale in Bend. There are 6 different listings of industrial dirt listed for sale in Redmond. And I say listings because some of those listings have more than one tax lot for sale. Prineville has a whole bunch of industrial zoned land for sale. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more. But yeah, just you got to have the dirt.
All right. What about office sales and office leasing?
All right. So let's go over to office. I know I'm taking a pause. Everyone hits me up and they hit my team up and say, oh, office is dead. Office is dead. Well, yeah, maybe it was dead during COVID, and maybe it's been pretty dead in terms of demand with the whole live at home concept, but it is not dead. As of today, there are only 8 office buildings listed for sale in Bend, and there's only 6 in Redmond. There is almost no clinical medical inventory for sale anywhere in Central Oregon. There is one building for sale in Bend that's truly clinical medical. I saw it hit the market over the weekend. Over the last quarter, Frank, only 2 office buildings sold in Bend. What's interesting is in both cases, they sold to investors. And what the investors did is they worked with the existing tenant to make a net lease investment. So office sales, there you go. There's good demand. There isn't a whole lot out there. Office leasing, back in October, 65 office buildings for lease. And there was a 374,000 feet vacant. As of this morning, there's 252,000 feet. Yeah, we leased up 122,000 feet of office space in Bend, Oregon in the last, say, 12 to 14 weeks. And if you think I'm kidding, we were involved in a couple of them. I know that a lot of the other commercial brokerages made them happen. So they're really happening. And I got to tell you, that's really nice positive to see for me.
Okay. Well, good to see something on the upside when it comes to office leasing.
So, yeah, hey, I'm not always negative.
How about inflation and interest rates?
Okay. So I'm going to ask the listeners to give me a pass on this. I've been tracking this, as you guys know, like a hawk. I'll say, I have no idea what's going to happen in the next 12 months. I mean, President-elect Trump gets inaugurated today. He'll be the 47th president of the United States. we've got all this inner fighting between all the different political parties. Everyone's trying to read the tea leaves. I mean, how many things have we seen just this year that we could all talk about? I don't know. I will say that I don't think there's going to be any radical changes in the interest rates, specifically to what you and I and others can go into a bank and borrow money for. I don't think that's going to change a whole lot between in this whole year. Certainly not 2, 3, 4%. You know, maybe a quarter of a percent. So there's my comment for inflation and interest. I will say the number one topic that I get hit up on by everybody, wealthy people, poor people, right wing, left wing, Democrats, Republicans, conservatives. I'm a full service broker. Brian, it's so expensive to live in Central Oregon. And they aren't just saying Ben. They're just saying everywhere. And I think everyone's listening going, yeah, dude, no kidding. It is expensive and it's getting more expensive. And everyone's like, whew, this is, hey, I'm watching my pennies. So that's the big topic.
Indeed. All right, give us a positive wrap up.
All right. So with all this news, what do I think? You guys, having positive absorption in the office space sector in Bend is a good thing. Now, I've said in past shows, well, yeah, eventually we're going to have positive growth because there's only one or two office buildings even being built in Bend. So eventually you're going to absorb the space, but we are. The positive absorption industrial space in Redmond, that's great to see. That's great to see. It's nice to see industrial buildings outside Bend and Redmond going into escrow. I tend to focus on Bend and Redmond, by the way, because that's the majority of our business. But Sisters, Prineville, Madras, La Pointe, it's nice to see some activity going on there. And the demand remains strong on behalf of both owner users who want to acquire buildings and physicians and clinical medical services, because it's great that we focus on affordable housing, but we have a huge need for medical services in our entire community. And if you've just moved to Bend, call up and try and get a medical appointment, and they'll say, hey, Frank, we'll see you in July, if they'll see you at all. Final prediction. My gut tells me that demand on behalf of owner users for industrial is going to increase in Prineville because they have shovel-ready dirt, meaning it's developable. It's entitled. It's got curbs. It's got water and sewer. There's a whole bunch of other land that's zoned correctly that maybe it's not entitled, but it could be. And I think as more and more companies continue to want to move to Central Oregon and there isn't any inventory in Bend or Redmond, they're going to go to Prineville.
All right. That's a good outlook. Hooray for the folks in Crook County.
Hey, Crook County and City of Prineville, there you go.
Brian Fratsky, Fratsky Commercial, how do folks get a hold of you?
If you just type in the word Fratsky, I know it's a weird last name, F-R-A-T, Z as in zebra, K-E into Google, Fratsky Commercial will pop up and any one of our team members will be at the ready to help you out.
Great to see you, sir. Thank you so much
for
coming in.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.